Hey everybody, this is Curtis Lane. You know that this week's episode is brought to you by Hinge. Hinge is the dating app that is designed to be deleted. What you have to do is download the app, find love, and then delete the app. It really is that simple. You may be trying other dating apps, but Hinge allows people to provide feedback on their dates in a way that will let you know maybe if there's a diamond in the rough. Don't take our word for it. Download it today and give it a try. I'm sure you'll find much success. Thank you and have a great day.
She won't get married because she's never been in love. I think I heard that.
Andy's really hot. And don't get me wrong, you're cute too, but Andy is like cut from marble. He's gorgeous. He's like this beautiful face and this incredible body, and I genuinely don't care that he's kind of lame.
For a lot of people, love isn't just a slogan.
And if he hits you again, you tell me. I'd be forced to knock his teeth out.
I don't think that'd be such a good idea. He's big.
I'm sorry. It's written into my character to do it, so I do it.
What do you mean love? You mean a big lightning bolt to the heart where you can't eat and you can't work and you just run off and get married and make babies.
Wait. Don't leave. Don't leave, please. I could use your help.
Take this quarter. Go downtown and have a rat gnaw that thing off your face. Good day to you, madam.
Have you been single for far too long? Are you love out of touch with the dating game? Regardless of your plight, we're here to help. Put your hands together for the crew of the Nerds in Love podcast.
Hello, everybody, and welcome to the Nerds in Love podcast. I'm your host, Curtis. With me, as always, is Dr. Stephanie Sarkis, PhD. You can find her over at stephaniesarkis.com. How are you today, Steph?
I'm great. How are you?
I'm doing great. Thanks for asking. Although I did forget about the last email we have this week. We were talking about it on Slack because it's just one that sort of elicits a very strong response. So I don't want to say too much because we'll get to it eventually.
Well, we probably want to do a trigger warning.
Yeah. You know, if you are sensitive to the, you know, state of animals and whatnot, I'm just going to say maybe that last email, I'll maybe give a little bit of a thing closer to that email. But I'm generally very, it's hard to offend me or, you know, disgust me. But that was one that I was like, oh, that's a tough one. So, but as a reminder, this podcast is not a substitute for mental health treatment, but we will still do our best to help no matter what. Like our good friend Brian. Brian says, nerds, at work, we were all celebrating Valentine's and as a fun thing, bring baked goods. Well, this female coworker of mine left a card, which seemed like a cute thing, but everyone got one. I opened mine and in it was her personal number. I'm guessing he means like cell phone number. No one else got her number, just me. I'm looking to advance my career and plan on leaving. The company policy states that colleagues can date but cannot be in the same department, which we are. Is this something I should run with, Brian? I mean, there's obviously the more, like, if you look at it from the immediate perspective of you're both in the same department. I mean, yes, you say you were wanting to leave, but you're not actually leaving. You don't have an end date for that. So I would think about it more from the immediate sense of, you know, you're still in the same department. I mean, yeah, you could probably move departments, but it's like, well, do you want to do that when you're trying to leave? I would probably just, you know, maybe text and say, hey, you know, based on the policies, it would just be easier if maybe we wait until I leave to date and then leave it at that. You know, if you two are really meant to be with each other, you know, waiting a little while for you to get a new job and move on elsewhere, it's not the end of the world. You know, waiting, you know, maybe a couple months or whatever is really going to be a drop in the pond in the, you know, hopefully grand scheme of things. But what do you think, Steph?
I would say, you know, not much did you, let me back up. Not once did you mention that you were pursuing her or interested in her. So that makes me wonder, Brian, is it that you were originally attracted to her or are you thinking of a hookup or, so I didn't get that part that you said, well, you know, I've liked her for a while or whatever. So I just want to mention that, you know, is this worth risking it when you didn't even mention really, it may have just been that you didn't have it in your email. So, but is it worth risking it because you don't really sound like you're very into this person? So I would keep an eye on that. But also, again, you know, this is against your company rules. Do you really want to sabotage that? You know, if you do go out with her, wait until you're done with the job. I mean, you said that you're going to be leaving anyway, right? So you're going to do some time there and move on. So I would wait till you move on and just have a talk with her.
Yeah.
And just say, you know, that, you know, I want to go out with you, but we both could have issues from this, because you don't want her to lose her job either.
No.
So, but do you really want to go out with this person is the other thing.
Yeah. I mean, I guess he wouldn't be emailing if he wasn't interested, you know, like if it was a very immediate, like, no, not interested, you would have probably just been like, eh, toss the card, recycling and move on with your life. Right. So he's probably interested. I mean, that's what it sounds like to me, but I guess you know,
but is he interested enough to have to switch departments and change your job?
Well, because it sounds like he's already planning to change his job, so it doesn't sound like this has an impact on that or his decision to do so.
Well, he would at least have to change his department.
Well, that's if he doesn't wait until he leaves to date her, right?
Like, cause I would say, you know what, date other people, and then when you leave this job, just say to her, hey, I'd really like to go out with you, but company policy, probably not a good idea, and then start dating other people, and then see, once you leave this job, if you're still interested.
So you would suggest that he date other people... Between.
I would say, you know what, you either leave the department or you risk getting fired. Well, because they can't date if they're in the same department.
I would just text her and say, hey, you know, I have plans to move to a different job. You know, maybe we can, you know, curb this until that's been done, you know, like.
Right, right. That's what
I just
saying,
don't
yeah.
know, I don't get the dating other people thing. I mean, yeah, I mean, obviously, if you want.
I mean, like, you know, if you're going to stay in the same department and you don't want to leave the department, you don't want to just sit around until you leave the job. So why not date?
Yeah.
No, I mean, date other people.
I guess it depends on how quickly he's planning to leave, too, because if right. he's planning to leave.
And like, we don't know that.
Yeah. You know, if you're going to wait a year or two, then, yeah, you know, I wouldn't go waiting on this girl for a year or two. But, you know, if it's only going to be a month or two, then, yeah, you know, you can probably just be patient. I mean. It's not, you know, I don't, you know, I understand the dating landscape, you know, everyone's got to feel like they've got something or someone going on every single time.
If you're missing out.
But, you know, if you're only waiting a month or two, like, you know, just be patient, you know. And I think the other thing, too, is to let her know, too, because you don't want to just, you know, ghost her for 2 months and then come to her and say, well, actually, now I want to date. And then you find out she's with somebody. Maybe just let her know where you're at and where you're. And I think if you explain your logic, she'll probably understand. I can't imagine her being upset or anything. So just let her know. Say, hey, you know, I want to wait until I leave this job before we do anything. Hope you understand. But, you know, if you're interested, then let her know.
And maybe give her a time frame.
Yeah, exactly.
But what you don't want her to do is go to a coworker of yours and go, oh, hey, Brian asked me out. And he said that, you know, he said, well, we're going to have to wait till he leaves the job in a couple months. And then that gets back to your boss. And then they let you go early. So you don't want to run into that either. So you got to make sure. That's tricky. So I don't know if I'd say when you're leaving.
Yeah.
I mean, she's probably going to spread this information to somebody else in the office. Let's just kind of.
Well,
say that, let's err on the side of that.
I mean, I don't know. I'd like to imagine that she would be smart enough to not go blabbing that. I mean, she did just give her number in a card.
Her number in a card.
Yeah, but it's not like she was, like, going up to him and saying, hey, Brian, here's my number, let's date, you know? Like, she seems to at least have some level of precaution already built in, so.
Well, Brian, how do you know if she didn't give her number to other people? Did you ask other people? I'm just curious.
Yeah.
And we don't know that part, but.
Nope, we're getting into this thing where we just speculate.
right.
The information. I would just say, tell her your time frame and wait. I mean, yeah, I guess there is always the possibility she may go blab to her. The boss or whatever. I mean, I doubt it. I mean, if you let her know,
it'd be more like her coworkers and say, hey, Brian said he wants to go out with me, but he's gonna wait till he leaves. And he said, but that'll be in a couple months. And then that person goes, oh, hey, did you know Brian's leaving in a couple months? And then that starts the whole thing. So I would just say, hey, you know, I'm leaving the job, you know, I'm eventually gonna move on from this job and I'd like to go out, but we can't since we're in the same department. So I mean, and maybe she'll transfer another department. She may say, hey, I really want to go out with you, so I'm going to move this other department and putting in a transfer. So that could happen.
Yeah.
But yeah, I would talk with her. But just dating somebody in the same department when you're not allowed to, it's not worth risking your job. And that puts into jeopardy your wanting to advance your career and get a good reference from them.
The reality is there's going to be some risk involved no matter what. Because, I mean, if you don't tell her, and you just ghost her for 2 months and then come to her afterwards, you've left, and you say, well, now I want to date. Well, she might be on to someone else. But yeah, at the same time, too,
that was good to tell her. Yeah.
But then if you tell her, then yeah, she may tell her coworkers or whatever. So, I mean, there's going to be some necessary risk. I mean, there's no matter how you swing it, there's going to be something that potentially could happen from this. But I think what you should be doing is at the very least thinking of it from the perspective of, you know, maybe just letting the person know, like, hey, you know, let's just keep this to ourselves, right? And I mean, obviously, if she still blabs, then, you know, probably don't want to date her anyways. And it doesn't sound like you like the job, so it's not the end of the world. But still, it's like, you know, maybe just let her know. But I would say out of the, you know, if I had to choose a lesser of the evils, I would still tell her, because at least then she knows you're interested and you can set a time frame. I mean, again, yeah, maybe she will blab to coworkers, who will blab to the boss and get you fired, but that seems like a lesser reality.
I think that's more if you just say how much time you have before you leave. I think if you just say, hey, we're in another department, but I'm going to leave this job eventually, I don't think that's a problem. But I think if you say a specific time, I think that could be an issue.
Well, but what if she then says, well, you know, I don't know what that is. Is that going to be a month, or is that going to be a week? Is that going to be 3 years or a decade?
Like, and if he doesn't know, he just says, I don't know.
Yeah.
Unless one of us goes to another department.
I mean, that's also, that, you know, I mean, I guess it depends. Do you trust this person or not, right? I mean, if you don't trust this person, would you even date them in the first place?
Right. Right.
You know,
and we just made a whole circle.
If I can't trust this person to, you know, some semi-confidential information, I probably can't trust them with my life
secrets. Not worth kind of throwing your job up in the air. Yeah.
Well, I mean, if you can't trust this person with your exit date potentially for a job, then you probably can't trust them with your keys to your house either. So, you know, it just circles back around. You know, do you trust this person or not? I mean, yeah, it's there's a few ways this can swing. And you know what? You could also just, you know, not date her, go date someone else, if you really just don't want to deal with any of that. So,
Brian, you probably read this and just went, oh yeah, I'm really not into her. Okay, done.
Probably like, they're just going way too crazy with this. I don't need this much information. I'm just not a dater.
So. I just like that she's interested in me, and that's pretty much it.
Yeah. All right. Well, let's move on. Good luck, Brian, though. Do you want to read Dylan's email?
Yeah. Nerds, I've been dating my girlfriend for 6 months now, and she wants to meet my family. I've explained to her that my family and I don't get along, but she's pretty adamant about it. Whenever my family and I get together, it's always negative, with them insulting me. I don't want my girlfriend to see this. Is there anything I can do about this, or should I accept this as inevitable? Dylan, if you don't want to do it, don't. She may have a different family experience and doesn't understand what things are like for you and your family. Is it more that she wants to be introduced to other people in your life? Maybe, I don't know if you've done stuff with your friends and her, but could that substitute the fact that you're introducing her? I don't know, I have a party where she's there and you introduce her to your girlfriend. I don't know if that's going to substitute. But there's nothing that says you have to introduce her, especially if you think that it's not going to go well. And I know if you bring someone into a dysfunctional situation, it could be fuel for the fire. So I completely understand. I think you just emphasize, hey, you know, this is just not something I'm comfortable with. It has nothing to do with your relationship with her. It's just that it's not a pleasant experience being around your family. And I think that's totally okay. Now, if she doesn't want to accept that, then you got to think about, is this someone that you want to date? Because this is going to be a thing that happens with holidays, with big events, that it may be that you just don't want to hang out with your family during those times. You know, that's okay. Sometimes family are the people that we choose to be our family, not the people we're biologically related to. So again, I would just explain to her that this is not something you want to do, and that you don't, and I would emphasize too that, you know, you don't bring anybody to meet your family, and you spend as limited time with them as possible. And again, you know, if she's not willing to listen to that or accept that, then you have to think about, is this a good fit for you? What do you think?
I'm going to disagree. I mean,
okay.
I think, you know, it's one thing that if you don't want that, if you don't want to be, you know, in that situation yourself, but you have to think of it from her perspective, that she wants to see these aspects of your life, and part of the growth of your relationship will be based on her seeing aspects of your life, and some of those are not going to be favorable, and maybe you can't control all of them, but I think you have to at least consider the fact that, you know, she wants to at least see these parts of your life. Yeah, maybe it is a little unfavorable, but, you know, you can warn her and you can tell her, and she can keep these things in mind. is it going to be, you know, completely, you know, so detrimental to your life to introduce her that, you know, you can't, then yeah, maybe. I mean, if we're talking like a physical abuse or something like situation, then yeah. But I mean, if maybe they just, you know, I don't know, like just are, you know, not positive people or whatever. I mean, yeah, maybe that's not the end of the world, you know, and it would be better for her to find out for herself rather than hearing from you secondhand. You know, that being said, if you still don't want to be around it, maybe you can just leave the door open for her to introduce herself and maybe go do something and you can sit this out. But I would let her find out for herself. I mean, the fact that you're telling her and maybe trying to keep her from finding out for herself, that may come across as misconception or deception, and that cannot play well either. So, I mean, is it, you know, is it comfortable? No, but I mean, it may be better for her to find out for herself rather than you telling her and you controlling that conversation. That's kind of where I stand on it, at least.
I guess because I've seen a wide gamut of dysfunctional behavior, I just want to just emphasize that, Dylan, you don't have to do anything you don't want to do. And if you feel like it's not going to go well, and if it's to the point where you think that it's going to cause an issue between you and your girlfriend if you go there, is your family going to tell your girlfriend personal stuff because they have a lack of boundaries? Really have to look at how it's going to influence your relationship later. And if you do meet with your family, I would recommend, you know, meeting with your family and then just for a limited amount of time, and then maybe doing an enjoyable activity afterwards or going on vacation or something to kind of decompress afterwards. But again, nothing says you have to go see them.
No. But I just think it would be better for her to find out for herself. And you can warn her, you can tell her as much as you want, but I would ultimately leave the decision to her. And, you know, at least then it shows that, you know, because in a relationship, it's good to at least show respect for your partner rather than, you know, say, well, you know, I'm just going to come in here and chime in and say, you shouldn't meet them. Well, no, I mean, it might be good to let her find out for herself. And yeah, that may be difficult. It may be a little tough, but sometimes it's better for her to find out on her own rather than you telling her. And that, you know, maybe if you do it, maybe it's best to do it in like a public place, like a restaurant or something. You know, if you go to like their home or something, then yeah, there's probably a little bit more of a chance that they might get a little nasty. And at least if you go to a restaurant or something, if it really gets bad, you can just leave. But I guess it really depends on how bad they are. I mean, again, if they're, you know, being right, physically violent or something, that's a different story than somebody just, you know, maybe being a little negative and maybe making some not so nice comments, right? You know, that spectrum and range of what someone can be like can, you know, like range across the gambit. So, you know, I don't want to, you know, obviously, you know how bad it gets. I mean, again, if they're, you know, being manipulators to the point where you can't trust a word they say, or they're physically violent, yeah, that's different than just somebody's, you know, making a sly comment about like a career choice or something like that, right? So there's a range.
Dylan, go ahead, sorry.
I was gonna say there's a range, and only you know where it falls on that range. We don't. We can speculate, but you know, I would say, you know, it's as long as it falls on the, are you still safe? Is this not going to have an immediate detrimental effect in your life? Yeah, you know, it might be worth considering just letting her find out for herself.
And I say too, Dylan, how serious is, are you guys talking about moving in together or getting married? Because I could see also she might want to know just for getting to know you better. Yeah. Because we can tell a lot by people's families of how they interact and how they've worked under pressure. So if it's somebody that you're just casually dating, I don't see a reason why you would want to do this. But again, it really depends on where you're at in your relationship. And maybe you guys are on different pages in your relationship too.
Yep.
Maybe the one is more serious about than the other. And that's okay. That happens.
You know, I think everyone's got maybe some family members, maybe their parents or maybe they're otherwise that are maybe not favorable. You know, it's just, it's one of those things as part of a relationship. Sometimes you know, the people you're dating are going to meet people that you aren't in the greatest favor with. I mean, it's just a part of how it is. But I think the best thing you can do is prepare your partner and ultimately, you know, let them know your level of dissatisfaction and maybe let them know your feelings. But ultimately, you know, part of a relationship and a partnership is making decisions together, and letting that other person's decision be respected as well is a big thing. So I don't know. I, you know, again, it really depends on how severe this is, but I mean, it doesn't sound overly, you know, like violent or anything. You know, I guess it really depends, but yeah. Cool. Let's read Candace's email. Candace says, "Nerds, when I was 19 years old, I was asked out by a guy who I thought loved me, but later he said that he wanted a secret relationship as I was too ugly to be caught in public with. I dumped him, but this stuck with me for some time. I'm now 32, and I still feel hurt by what he said. What can I do to get over this?" Candace, I think the big thing to understand is that you do have self-worth and self-value, and some people will try to degrade that or remove that because they have an agenda. You did the right thing by dumping this person, but there are a lot of people out there who will value your self-worth and show respect for it. You know, it may be hard to think because, you know, it sounds like you've gone for a long time without understanding that, you know, there are people out there who will see that self-value. But it's, there's people out there, and I think, you know, there's ways that you can sort of warm up to that, and, you know, maybe get in touch with a therapist or something like that can help. But, you know, I think it's really about just understanding that there are people out there who will respect you and value you for who you are. But,
I agree with Kurt. I think therapy is a good idea because it sounds like you've been trying to work through this on your own. And it's been a while, and it sounds like it hasn't resolved yet. And I think just talking to a neutral third party can help you through that. Mm-hmm. I mean, obviously, this says much more about the guy than it does ever anything about you. Mm-hmm. But it sounds like it's been internalized. So that's why I think just talking to a mental health professional can be really helpful, especially when we get stuck kind of in a, and I think you actually used the word stuck, when you get stuck into a pattern or stuck into replaying events that happened a while ago, I think it's always helpful to have somebody help you kind of get out of that rut.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. It's just one of those things. I think, you know, again, it's always worth keeping in mind that when people are like this, it's usually because they have an agenda. And usually when people are doing this, like gaslighting and whatnot, it's because they're trying to achieve some kind of goal. So,
you know, there's a good book on that about dating.
Yeah. Too, yeah.
That I wrote.
Yeah.
Called Gaslighting.
Plug.
It's got a whole chapter on what to look for when you're dating.
Yeah.
Because you are going to run into people like this, yep. Unfortunately.
Yeah, it's unfortunate. But you know what the great thing is, you know, there are a lot of people out there that are not like that. So, you know, it's just one of those
things. It could have been that he wanted to seek a relationship because he was cheating, and he didn't want to tell you he was cheating, so he just said that, oh, well, I don't want to be seen with you in public.
Yeah. The other thing, too, is, you know, if this person, you know, some people are more inclined to have a sexual relationship, but they just don't understand the human value of the other person. And it sounds like this person was maybe doing that, too, where it's sort of like, well, you know, yeah, it's fine if you want to sleep with somebody, but, you know, you also, you know, a lot of people want to have a relationship in other ways, too, right? And, you know, this person seemingly was just trying to abuse the situation to get a more sexual relationship, it sounds like, so... I don't know, just, yeah, there's, you know, there's people out there like this, but there's also a lot of people who aren't, so. All right.
I think counseling also helps you aim yourself for what to look for, too, mm-hmm. When you're dating someone, because people that can be like this can be very sneaky about it, and that's part of gaslighting is you don't realize they're doing it, because it ramps up so slowly. I think counseling is another way to talk through that.
Yeah. All right. Did you want to read Caitlin's email?
Callum? Yeah. Callum, I could use your help. I've been on 3 dates with this girl and so far nothing. First date, went for coffee, went for a walk. I went to hug her at the end, but she turned and walked away. Second date, took her out to dinner, went to go for a kiss, and instead she blew me a kiss. Third date, I booked a room in a nice hotel. Took her out for dinner and dancing. It was Valentine's Day, too. After some drinks, we went back to the hotel room. She was on her phone watching YouTube. I went to watch what she was watching. She put some distance between us. I went in for a kiss, and she turned, so I got her cheek. I feel like she's not interested, but then again, why go on 3 dates? She's asked me if I want to hang out with a 4th date. So confused. What should I do? Callum, I'm not sure how it went from blowing you a kiss to getting a hotel room. Is that the 3rd date kind of a thing, the guideline that on 3rd date you sleep together? I wasn't sure like how that branched from blowing you a kiss to the hotel.
I think it's a case of people having different expectations for where they're at. Because it sounds like Callum's right. Thinking, hey, we're building up to this. And this girl's thinking, like, no, not quite. So,
But then she asked if you wanted to hang out for a 4th date. I mean, okay, benefit of the doubt, she has intimacy issues for whatever reason. But still, that doesn't mean that if she's watching YouTube, she didn't, I mean, even if you have intimacy issues, you still show someone what you're watching on YouTube. I mean, you can have intimacy issues and still be civil to someone.
I mean, unless maybe she's socially awkward or has some sort of,
I mean, you could give her a benefit of the doubt, but Callum, I would say if you go out on a fourth date, I wouldn't expect anything from it.
No, oh, definitely not. And I would probably, if anything, I would clear the air and mention where you're at and what you're expecting. Not to say that if you say what you're expecting, you're going to get exactly what you want. But I think what's happening here is you're coming into things expecting a certain thing. And maybe it sounds like she's going in with totally different expectations. And on by the fourth date, I'm not saying that anybody should be expecting sex or whatever. But I'm saying you should be relatively on the same page in terms of what you're both looking for. And I don't mean like you need to have like a very thorough life plan of where you're going with this person. But at the very least, you know, if you're looking for something more sexual and she's not, then by the fourth date, you should know that. And I think right now what's happening is that there's some failure to communicate here on both sides. It's not just one person, but it's both sides. So I think the best you can do is clear the air and, you know, worst case scenario, you find out that she's not on the same page and you have to end things. But I would, you know, she seems interested in you. I mean, she is still wanting a fourth date, but I think you need to clear the air as to what you're both looking for. And maybe you find out that, yeah, she has intimacy issues or so she's socially awkward. But I don't think you're going to find out unless you maybe try to clear the air a little bit. And obviously, you want to do so in a respectful manner. You don't want to just go and be like, why haven't we had sex yet? Why were you watching YouTube? You know, there's the unhealthy way to do it and the healthy way. So
I think bottom line is, are you getting what you want out of this? Yeah. If you talk to her about intimacy and that you would be like to be physical with her and she is just not interested, well, then you know where you're at and you have to decide, are you willing to sacrifice that or not? And that's mm-hmm. a big thing to sacrifice. So,
oh, for sure. I mean, I agree with that entirely. Like, you know, there a big part of a relationship is intimacy. And mm-hmm. if that's something that's a value to you, and to be quite frank, there's a lot of people that it is a value to. And maybe you might mention it. Maybe she might just have a slightly different time frame for when that's something that she's capable of getting towards. Again, I think clearing the air will maybe help out in terms of giving you both a time frame. And if she says, oh, I want to wait a year or until marriage until I be intimate with someone, well, that doesn't work for you, then at least you have your answer and you can suitably follow up in terms of what you do. So
the other option is you just say, you know what, this isn't going where I want to go, and see other people.
Yeah,
that's the other option.
Yeah,
that's the quick answer.
Yeah, I guess I wonder what other level of attraction there is. I mean, you know, I guess if he's asking if he's asking that what he can do, there's some level of interest in trying to keep this pseudo relationship going. So
it sounds like you had a nice time at dinner and drinks, and you danced, so there was physical contact.
Yeah.
So
just imagining though, they're dancing, but they have like 3 or 4 feet between them.
Yeah. I mean, that's something to look at. I mean, was she able to be physical with you there?
Yeah.
So it maybe she's just in a different space than you are. So.
Yeah. Cool.
You're Caitlin. Read Caitlin.
Yeah, I'm Caitlin today. Just kidding. Nerds, I was talking
to this guy. You can be whoever you want to be.
There we go. It's okay. Kitten says, nerds, I was talking to this guy on Plenty of Fish for a couple months. Finally, we agreed to meet for dinner and a movie. The seats for the movie were like a couch, kind of foldable, armrest. He puts it up to get cozy, and from there it gets pretty sexual. This is getting very real. I just realized. Anyways, I mean, we didn't
really what?
Oh, you know what I told you before the pre-show here? I just realized this is very similar to what this email is about.
Yeah, I don't think we need to get into that.
Yeah. I'm just saying, it dawned on me as I'm reading this, I'm like...
Well, that's why I was saying to you, we have an email that's similar.
Oh, I totally...
But I think yeah.
I mean, anyways, I should continue with the email.
Yeah, nobody needs to know that, though.
I mean, we did practically everything but penetration. I then went back to his place and stayed overnight. I'm not that kind of girl, but I had fun. Is it bad that I want to see him again? No. You know what? You guys can, you're both consenting adults, I'm assuming. You guys can do what you want. As long as you're respectful towards each other and keep each other's health, safety, and respect in mind, you're fine. What do you think, Steph?
It's okay to enjoy sex. I mean, I think that sometimes when people tell me, like in sessions, you know, I'm not that kind of girl. Well, that I think that there's some societal stuff that tells you like what you should be like, or yeah. friend pressure or whatever. And if you had a good time, just be safe. I mean, I think that's the bottom line, is just be safe. Yeah. And you had a good time, and see if he contacts you.
Yeah.
I mean, it could have been, this was like just a one-time thing. We don't know. Mm-hmm. And, you know, yeah, just have fun. If you had fun and you're being safe, you're, again, like Kurt said, you're consenting adults.
Yeah.
I mean, you can do whatever you want.
The thing is sometimes what happens is we don't go in expecting to have any level of connection with somebody, but then sometimes you meet and you just have a really strong connection. And I think sometimes when you have a really strong connection and, you know, things kind of jump forward a little faster than you may be expecting, people have that societal kickback of, oh no, this is not something I should be doing. Well, no, I mean, if you have a strong connection with someone, and again, you're still being safe and respectful and, you know, keeping your health into account, then it's fine. I think, you know, it's one of those things where I think online dating maybe gets us to be a little too cautious about having a strong connection, but it's like, that's kind of what you're there for, right? Like, you're there for a connection. So, I mean, if you two are having a connection, then that's kind of the goal, right? Like, that's why you're there. So don't feel bad. It's a good thing.
You have fun.
Yeah. Okay. Next up is the last email. I think we mentioned this, but yeah, okay. If you're sensitive to anything about animal abuse or anything like that, I would maybe just end the podcast now. Go check out Stephanie over at stephaniesarkis.com, be@theringernerds.com. All right. Have a good day. All right. For those who are sticking around. Okay.
You want to read and also, one? I'd say too, if you're sensitive about pet loss, because I mean, who's not if you've had a pet?
Yeah.
But this does deal with pet loss, so just to let you know that.
And I can read this if you would prefer. Or...
Oh, I can read it. I'm good. Okay. This actually, I know. So beforehand, Kurt said to me, "Hey, there's this email that you want to kind of read over. Just be cautious of." And I really appreciated that, because that's always nice to, because he knows that the animal stuff I have to. Ugh. So. Yeah. I read over it and. I think if you've gone through the loss of a pet, I think it might affect you, but I don't know if that feeling is always bad. I think sometimes it makes us have happy memories of our pets. So, because I mean, sometimes I think losing an animal can sometimes be even harder than losing a person in your life. Yeah. So, but this also has to do with pressure in relationships. So it's, if you can hang in there, I think it's actually a really good question and a good email. So so for Valentine's Day, my boyfriend and I agreed to go away for a ski trip. We both have dogs, and the trip wasn't accommodating for animals. I suggested that his dog stay with my dog. They get along, and we hire a sitter to come and feed them, play with them, and walk them. I have a regular sitter. She charges $75 a day, so we'd only be paying her for 2 days. Instead, he says, let's put them in a, and we're not going to say the name for legal reasons, but in a retail chain pet store that has boarding. I really didn't want to, as my dog has special allergies. My regular sitter knows these. He was so resistant to paying for this other sitter, finally I caved. We came back and his dog was fine. Mine had these lacerations, was barely breathing. I took my dog to the vet, and the vet said my dog had to be put down. I got a few other opinions before realizing it was the only choice. I'm devastated. I'm so mad at my boyfriend for not accommodating me on this. I'm mad at myself for letting it happen. I texted him telling him what happened, and he was mildly sympathetic. When I asked him to apologize for not taking my side on this, he said, you're independent and you can do what you want. It didn't help. I'm so mad right now. Even as I write this to you, I'm fuming. I'm ready to end this relationship, but I really could use some advice on this. Danielle, first, I'm very sorry about the loss of your pet. I think Kurt's been through that. I've been through it, and it's really rough. So my sympathies go out to you. Take all the time you need to process it. If you need to talk to someone, there are actually counselors that specialize in pet grief, especially when it's sudden, because we can have some guilt about pet death. So I think it's important to talk to someone. And now I'm going to get more into, is this a pattern in your relationship that you want to do something and then there's some pressure and then you kind of bend to the pressure? I'm wondering if this is not the first time this has happened. Yeah, and also, I wonder if the anger is more, you're angry more with yourself than him. Because ultimately, you did make this choice, and he didn't force you to do this. Now, it could have been that there was a lot of manipulation involved, and so that's one thing, but ultimately, the choice came to you. If you stay with him and this happens again and he doesn't want to pay for it, I would just say, you know what? Just pay for both of you. If you have to borrow money from somebody, just pay for both of your dogs and have them watched by a sitter. The bigger question is, can you let this go? Which means that you're never going to get over it. That's just not going to happen. We don't get closure from something like this. But can you continue on the relationship and not bring it up or not let it be an impediment into your emotional intimacy with this person? And only you can answer that. This is a big thing to process in a relationship. And again, you know, if you guys are willing to talk about it, it sounds like you tried talking to him about it. I'm not sure how you approached it. Obviously, I would think that anybody that lost their pet would be very upset. And he didn't respond the way that you would prefer you responded. So that's one thing to look at, is that you did address this with him. Again, it probably was coming from a place of extreme hurt, which is totally understandable. Maybe take some time off and revisit it. But I was thinking that maybe he didn't, when he said you're independent, you can do what you want, we don't know what you said to him, but it might have been that he's saying to you, and maybe not in this way, but maybe he was saying to you, well, ultimately the decision came to you. So, and that's, unfortunately, life is just really hard like that. And he had no idea this would happen. You had no idea this would happen. So I think part of it is just, I think you're not at fault here.
Yeah.
And you might even want to consider talking to an attorney about, you know, if this place, if there's something where they were mistreating your dog, or, you know, I would talk to an attorney. So I don't know about the relationship. I mean, can you get past this? And again, I'm not talking about the dog, because you're not ever going to get over that. That just doesn't happen. But can you get past your relationship to the point where you're not holding it against him? And I don't know if that would happen. I mean, couples therapy, I don't know how long you guys have been together, but if it's something that you've been together for a while, you might want to consider that.
Yeah.
So I don't know. What do you think?
There's a lot to unpack here. First and foremost. So I'm going to kind of just work through it as the chronologically happened, or at least through the email. I mean, I understand where he's coming from trying to save some money. I mean, the $75, I mean, that is obviously going to be more than whatever it sounds like you paid for the other place, because those places tend to be a lot cheaper. I mean, I think only you would have understood what that value of that extra $50 a day would have been, right? Now, you know, and there's certainly times in a relationship where, you know, even, you know, in my own relationship, I'm sure Steph with yours, like there's times where a partner may come to you and say, hey, you know, I want to go buy this. And then you have to sort of work through, maybe there are different options and whatnot. And that part at least is healthy in a relationship, to maybe even just offer some sort of advice and insight and suggestions. That's fine. Like, there's no problem with that. But where I see is there being some issue here is that he was being pretty adamant about using this other service. Now, could you have maybe intervened and said, hey, I need to use this one because of my dog has, you know, special requirements and whatnot? Yeah, you should have probably been a little bit more adamant. And I don't know how far that conversation got until you finally just said, yes, we'll work with the retail chain here. But, you know, and it's also sort of one of those things, like maybe you've just never had it be as this severe, so you just don't know to maybe be so adamant about it. But I mean, for better or for worse, I mean, now you do know, right? The other thing too is, you know, I think where I get a little more upset with this is that, you know, him saying you're independent and you can do what you want. Well, why did you not just let you, Danielle, do what you wanted to do originally? It sounds like he's trying to maybe backpedal now and say, well, no, you know, you could have done what you wanted. Well, why could you not just been more accommodating at that time? It sounds like he's trying to save face. And I don't know.
He feels guilty about it and doesn't know how to deal with that too.
Yeah. I mean, that's entirely possible too. That being said, this is, you know, I don't know. This could be pretty tough to bounce back from. And I guess it would also depend if this is a pattern, if this is something he's done before. Also, too, I was mentioning to Steph, but I wonder how old you are, too. I mean, if you're both relatively young, I mean, sometimes people, when they're younger, they can be a little bit more defensive, I guess, in a lot of ways. And I think as you get older, you sort of start to maybe be a bit more emotionally mature. And I'm just wondering how old you two are. I mean, if you're both younger, I could also see that being a factor as well. Not to say that for everybody of a particular age group, but I'm just saying there is like some common elements there. I would just, yeah, I think it's probably maybe, I think it's probably maybe good to have some time apart, maybe, to think about things and maybe think about where, you know, has this been happening before? And, you know, maybe to consider, you know, what's happened, because this is a very sort of emotionally devastating thing. And I think it may be too compromised to rely on each other in this time. So I think maybe just having some time apart may be good. And yeah, you know, maybe some counseling. I guess I'm a little hesitant to say end the relationship, but I guess it really depends on what other factors have been in play. Like, is this a pattern? Has he been like this before? Is he willing to change? Is he willing to be more understanding and listening? You know, there's a lot of factors here. So I'm not going to jump on the immediate gun of end the relationship, but this is definitely a red flag, and this would definitely be something to at least consider whether you want to continue the relationship or not. Yeah.
And I think out of a terrible situation, again, where sympathies are with you, this is a terrible thing to have happened.
Yeah.
It sounds like maybe something that came out of this is that you've learned more about being assertive with your partner. Mm-hmm. And that if your gut is telling you that you need to go with the sitter, you go with the sitter. Because your dogs could have been split up.
Yeah.
And once, you know, they didn't have to be buddies at the place. So,
no.
So maybe this is a good thing to, I mean, not good, that's not, I don't want to use the word good, but you know, whenever something bad happens, there's always a lesson in it. Mm-hmm. And I think maybe it is to stick to your guns on stuff and don't let someone try to change your mind on something that you feel really strongly about. And yeah, there's exceptions to that, but when it comes to your pets, that's a whole nother level of looking out for somebody. So
I would also say too, like, I hope this is a lesson for the boyfriend too. Like, it's perfectly fine to have a pragmatic attitude. I mean, I'm a very pragmatic person myself. So part of me can kind of sympathize a bit with his sort of desire to save a little bit of money. Like, that I can totally understand and respect in a way. But I think you have to understand when your pragmatism should end, and you need to understand when you can't really just try saving some money. You gotta maybe think about other factors here. I think that's a valuable lesson for him too. Like, again, it's fine to be pragmatic, but there's certainly some times and places, like, you know, for instance, like, you know, if I'm at a movie theater and they say, well, you know, do you want to spend an extra $5 for better seats? Well, is it really worth it? Probably not. You know, that can be a pragmatic thing. But if somebody says, hey, I need to spend an extra $50 because this person looking after my dog knows all the considerations that are required that could be detrimental to its health, that's a little different than trying to save some money on like a movie ticket or at a restaurant or something like that, right? So, you know, understanding when to be pragmatic and when to not be is a very valuable lesson, and hopefully he's learned that from this experience. Well,
and I would also reiterate too that he did not go into this knowing that something was going to happen to your dog. He probably had no idea. And I'm sure there's dogs that have stayed at this chain around the country that may have been okay.
Yeah.
So that's something to keep in mind, that maybe he just thought that, oh, well, it's kind of similar. Maybe he doesn't have as much dog experience as you do too.
Yeah.
So, but I mean, ultimately the decision came down to you, and I think that's a really good thing to look at. You know, is this something that's happened in the relationship before where you feel like you're pressured to do something different? And also, again, maybe take a look at the assertiveness and when do you stick to your guns?
Mm-hmm. Cool. Well, I think that may be it for this week.
Okay.
Cool. Cool. Well, like I said earlier, go check out Steph's website, stephaniesarkis.com. Also, you can check out threeingredinners.com.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Three ingredients, whatever. But yeah.
Yeah, whatever. You know, that thing you're listening to this on. No big deal. Can you listen to a podcast and a book, Steph? You know, that's all I need to know. Cool. Just trying to think of what else. I think that's it, really. Oh, go check out the Clueless commentary. Steph was on that. It was a whole lot of fun.
Yeah, that was fun.
Yeah. It was fun to, you know, be telling Ethan, these are all the things that you wouldn't know about because they're 90s trends. I was listening to
him. Oh, was he the one that was born after the movie came out?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. And then I'm talking all about the costuming and stuff, and I guess you guys are like, oh.
Yeah.
I'm like, that's why she's wearing this, and these colors change, and you guys are like, yeah, great.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly.
So. But in a loving way.
Yes, exactly. So.
Yeah, listen to that. It's pretty good.
Yeah. The movie commentaries are always a lot of fun, and so I always like when people find them and realize, hey, you know what? It's kind of fun to just informally just watch a movie and talk about it at the same time. So, cool. Well, until next time, everyone, bye for now.
Bye.